From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro, fresh off what he claimed was Sunday's victorious election to create a new assembly, Monday mocked targeted U.S. financial sanctions directed at him. He said he doesn't take orders from the empire. Steve Mnuchin is the U.S. Treasury Secretary.
As a result of today's sanctions, all assets of Maduro subject to U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. persons are prohibited from dealing with him.
The Venezuelan government said more than 8 million people took part in Sunday's election, while the opposition said less than 3 million cast ballots aimed at rewriting the Constitution to give Mr. Maduro sweeping powers.
El Parlamento venezolano fue electo por 14 millones.
The president of the National Assembly, held by the opposition, Julio Borges, called the vote fraudulent, saying the National Assembly, the country's parliament, was elected by 14 million people. He said it will continue meeting. H.R. McMaster is the White House National Security Advisor.
Maduro is not just a bad leader, he is now a dictator. The United States stands with the people of Venezuela in the face of this oppression. We will work with our partners to hold accountable all those responsible for the escalating violence and ongoing human rights violations.
Meanwhile, two opposition leaders were taken into custody late Monday, taken from their homes where they had been under house arrest. The U.S. military says it carried out a drone strike in Somalia that killed a senior member of the al-Shabaab insurgency. U.S. Africa Command said the strike took place Saturday near Totaru, a known al-Shabaab stronghold in southern Somalia's Lower Shabelle region. Somalia said it believes Ali Mohammed Hussein, also known as Ali Jabal, died in that operation. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump Monday said at a cabinet meeting that North Korea's threat will be dealt with.
We'll handle North Korea. We're going to be able to handle them. It will be handled. We handle everything. Thank you very much.
Late Friday, North Korea tested its second intercontinental ballistic missile. The next day, Mr. Trump criticized China in a tweet, expressing disappointment Beijing has done nothing about the North, insisting it could be easily solve the problem. But China's U.N. Ambassador Lucian Yi, the outgoing Security Council president, said Beijing has little leverage with Pyongyang, and the two antagonists, North Korea and the U.S., must work out their disagreements.
If the two principal parties refuse to move towards what is required by the Security Council resolution, de-escalation of tension, negotiations to achieve denuclearization and peace and stability, and also to resume dialogue, then no matter how capable China is, China's efforts will not yield practical results.
Meanwhile, International Institute for Strategic Studies missile expert Michael Elliman said video from Japan appears to show the North Korean missile breaking apart during reentry, suggesting several more tests will be required. Islamic State in Afghanistan has claimed responsibility for Monday's attack on the Iraqi embassy compound in Kabul. It took several hours for Afghan security forces to neutralize three attackers. A fourth died earlier in a suicide bombing. Interior Ministry spokesman Najib Danish said the Iraqi ambassador and his staff were evacuated safely, but two Afghan workers died in the assault. It comes a week after 35 were killed in a Taliban attack on the city. Former Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat delivered her closing defense in a trial in which she is charged with negligence in the way she handled a rice subsidy. She faces up to 10 years in prison. Yingluck insisted she is innocent, calling herself a victim of politics. Supporters believe she is a target of opponents of her brother, former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who was ousted in a 2006 coup. The Malawian government has issued an arrest warrant for former President Joyce Banda over alleged abuse of office and money laundering. Her spokesperson denied any wrongdoing. The charges are part of a wider corruption scandal in 2013 that came to be known as Cashgate. Dozens were arrested Monday in demonstrations across the Democratic Republic of Congo, demanding President Joseph Kabila step down and national elections held by year's end. The march is called by the pro-democracy group LUCA, backed by members of the opposition. President Trump Monday presented the U.S. military's most prestigious Army, the Congressional Medal of Honor, to former Army medic Jim Doc McLaughlin for his actions during a battle in May 1969 in Vietnam. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.